Archers for the week 5 to 10 December 1999.
In Ambridge, it may be Sunday lunchtime, but Linda has work to do.
Sweet Alan, sing me a sweet song. Oh, that'll have to go. Say me a sweet song? Hardly. Oh, yes. Whisper sweet nothings in my shell-like ear.
Ruby, it's lunchtime.
Just a minute. Soothe my troubled breast with your honey breath. Better.
The joint will dry up if you don't come soon.
I've got to get this finished for the rehearsal this afternoon. It's your lines I'm changing.
It's not my fault I can't sing. You told me it was the part I was born to play.
So it is. Dashing, romantic.
And tone deaf. It isn't going to work.
Of course it is. Look at Rex Harrison in My Fair Lady.
I'd rather not. Is it me with the troubled breast?
No. Marguerite, I can't just change your lines in isolation.
I wouldn't say she had a troubled breast. Heaving, possibly.
You're going to be coarse, Robert.
I'm just suggesting an alternative reading.
Troubled breast will do.
Why is she troubled?
Because she thinks you're in love with Maid Marian. Haven't you studied your part at all?
Well, there didn't seem much point if you were going to change it all.
I'm not changing it all, just the lines that refer to you singing.
I'm only the minstrel. There can't be many.
Oh, all right, I know it's not ideal. But if you're just going to be obstructive about it when I've got so much else to worry about...
But I'm worried too.
Well, you don't need to be. You have marvellous stage presence, Robert. Yes, once you tread on those
so
boards...
So you say. But it's what's going on backstage that bothers me.
Oh, the scenery's well in hand.
But the props aren't, and they're very complicated.
Oh, I know. I know. You've done a marvellous job.
I'm really not sure Bert Fry's up to taking over from me. Look what happened with that arrow.
Yes, well, that was unfortunate. But it's early days yet.
Mmm. Lovely beef, Jenny.
Thank you, darling. Wonder if I shall put Alice's back in the arbor.
No, she's not going to be that long. Are you two still going out this afternoon?
Yes, we've got a pantomime rehearsal. Alice wants to take her costume.
Well, it's not a dress rehearsal, surely?
No, but she's so proud of it. It's a problem, us being out. We'll be back for supper.
No, it suits me. Now I can get on with some paperwork.
On a Sunday? Why don't you just put your feet up and read the paper? You should make most of it. We'll be out next Sunday, remember?
You'll be out next Sunday.
Brian, don't be silly.
I'm not going, Jenny.
It's their silver wedding. You've got to go.
I haven't. I don't suppose it's going to break Pat and Tony's heart if I don't either.
It'll upset Mum. You know how much this rift between the families worries her.
Well, she needs to have a word with her grandson, then.
She has. Oh, come on, Brian. A slap-up meal at Grey Gables. You don't want to miss that.
I admit, the thought of Tony having to pay for it all is quite appealing.
Well, then.
I'll think about it. Now, can't we just enjoy our Sunday roast in peace?
All right. Oh, dear.
What now? What's the matter?
Oh, so quiet. Oh, I wish Kate would ring. I thought she might today, you know, Sunday.
Well, they don't have Sundays in Morocco, do they?
She'd know it was a good time to catch us in.
Well, I wouldn't worry, darling. Where Kate is concerned, no news is good news.
You think so?
Oof, she'll ring soon enough if she's in trouble.
I can't help worrying about her. And Phoebe?
Oh, don't. Kate may be behaving in her usual thoughtless, feckless, irresponsible manner.
Well, I hoped having Phoebe change her.
It has.
Do you really think so?
Well, not her essential personality, more's the pity. But now at least there is one person in the world she puts before herself.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the sad thing is... She genuinely does think it's in the child's best interest to go racketing around the desert with a bunch of hippies.
Well, didn't do Esther Freud any harm.
Anyway, look on the bright side. Maybe she'll pick up Arabic. That might come in handy.
She might, mightn't she? She's so clever.
I was talking about Phoebe.
So was I.
Right, Jack, from the top.
Which top?
Here I am, Lindy, ready to tread the boards and knock them dead.
I've got about, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Robert, we're not at your scene yet.
How many tops have I got, Jill?
Lindy, I've been hanging around for ages.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'll get through this as quickly as I can.
What?
Is this a striptease?
How many tops? For this scene?
Yes.
Must be 8 or 9, isn't it? That's fine, there it is.
It's going to take him forever to get that lot off. He looks like the Michelin man. Oh, woman.
Not if we can get on. Jack, no, I meant from the top of the scene, from the beginning.
Don't worry, it'll give me time to get Burke sorted.
He's still having trouble with those arrows.
Something the matter with your dress?
Don't disappear, Robert.
That zip hasn't stuck again, has it?
No, no. Linda wants to know how many tops I've got.
No, I don't. I just want you to start rehearsing.
Oh, I see. Well, if you just said...
I did. Oh, never mind. So, your first line is, time for bed.
I know that. Time for bed!
So, you don't need me, because I was in the middle of measuring Hayley.
Oh, yes, we do, in case anything goes wrong. My striptease is the comic highlight of the panto, isn't it, Linda?
Absolutely.
It's got to be as smooth as clockwork. I've had Peggy timing me. It's like a military operation.
Sounds as if you have it all well under control. Now, I must get all the measurements taken this afternoon.
No, Jack Rigel, if there are any adjustments that need making to his costume, it would be so much better if you were here to see exactly where the problems lie.
All right, but I warn you, Linda, any costume I can't get finished this week, someone else will have to take over.
You wouldn't have time to run me up a Father Christmas outfit, then? What? I was going to ask you.
I certainly would not.
Father Christmas, Jack? Jack, you don't need a Father Christmas costume. That's not in the script.
Well, not for the pantomime. I'm collecting for children's charities for Borchester Round Table at the Farmer's Market on Thursday. I thought it would be a nice touch.
I'm sorry, Jack, but I've got to get all the costumes finished.
Oh.
Elizabeth's being induced next week, and after that
My word, how exciting!
Yes, it must be.
And how is she? I hear she had a bit of a scare.
Oh, she's fine now. They've got her on complete bed rest, so I feel a lot happier.
Oh, good.
I want to go up and see her once this is finished.
Well, we'd better make a start, then, hadn't we?
You are going to be able to finish my wedding dress, though, aren't you?
I hope so. But I've already told you, no one could sew that many sequins on. Not this side of the millennium.
What wedding dress?
When I marry the Sheriff of Nottingham as his punishment.
No, we've cut that. He gets put in the stocks instead.
Oh, I don't think that's so funny.
Well, maybe not, but Robert's already built the stocks.
Mind those arrows,
Bert! Touchy enough as it is. You're not going to need a wedding dress. I wish someone had told me.
Seems a shame to waste it when Jill's gone to so much trouble.
Well,
can't I marry somebody else? Oh, what about Friar Tuck? Now that would be funny.
I don't know if Mike would think
so. Well, maybe. I don't know. If we could just concentrate on the matter in hand and start the scene.
But the babes aren't here.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, good. There's Jennifer. She'll have brought Alice.
We don't need the babes. Christopher's helping Sean with the scenery.
No.
You want me to get him?
No, we can start without them.
But it says in the script they're asleep in bed.
Alice won't be long. She's just getting changed.
Exactly. They're asleep. They don't say anything. We can concentrate on you.
So you don't need me?
Yes, we do. I've explained.
I'm sorry, but all the time I've been standing here, I could easily have measured Hayley.
And I could have taken Robert through every line he's got.
So if we could just please get started.
You don't mind me watching, do you, Jack?
No. The robbers are supposed to be watching. That's a joke. Don't we need the robbers?
No, they don't speak.
But they react. Don't they need to practice that?
Well, I can react if it would help you, Jack.
Maybe if I just fetched Hayley here.
Stay where you are. That's right, that would be more secure. Now, Jack, as you rightly say, your striptease is one of the comic climaxes of the play.
Well, I think so.
So, we just need to focus on you. Now, have you got all your clothes on?
I have. And I'd like to start taking them off. I'm bawling in here.
I'd like you to start taking them off too. So, from the top.
Right. Time for bed.
Lindy, we've got a real problem with the arrows.
Oh,
and another
not
thing.
Now, Robert, please not now.
Oh, look, here's Alice.
There's no way they're going to work, Lindy.
What? She could be in the scene. Though that costume looks a bit too splendid for a nightdress.
Costume? Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Still, I suppose she'll be under the covers.
Thank you, Robert, a few arrows are the least of my problems.
Jill, I was going to tell you.
That's what you think.
I must say, you've done her proud, Jill. Now, if you could work out something like that for my wedding dress...
I didn't make that costume, did I?
They really aren't that important. No, I hired it, but if I could just explain...
That is Robin Hood, Linda. You can't stage Robin Hood with wonky arrows.
That's fine, Jenny. No explanations needed. I quite understand. Right, well, I'm off now, Linda. Jenny's taking over as wardrobe mistress.
What?
Oh, she doesn't mean it. I'll go and calm her down. Jill, wait, please. I can explain.
It's very nice, though. I wonder if they have any Father Christmas outfits
left. And I'll tell you another thing.
Oh, go on, why not? I know. Sherwood Forest is about to fall down. He's got Dutch elm disease.
Or wedding dresses.
I've been reading my part.
Oh, that's a start.
And I'm not just supposed to sing. I'm supposed to play the lute as well.
Well, you just have to learn, won't you?
Here's your cup of tea, darling. I'll put it over here, shall I?
Oh, yeah, please. I'll be finished in a minute. So did you manage to calm Jill down in the end?
Eventually. I explained how Alice had seen the costume in a shop window and had fallen in love with it.
That's not what happened at all.
Oh, I had to be a bit tactful, didn't I? Oh, I hope that's Kate.
Well, don't get too excited. I made a few phone calls this afternoon. It might be someone ringing me back.
You were supposed to be relaxing. Hello, home farm?
Mum? Oh, thank goodness. I've been trying to get through to you all afternoon.
Darling, how lovely. It's Kate, Brian.
Lovely.
How are you, darling? Is everything all right?
No, not really.
Well, why? What's the matter? What's happened?
Here we go.
It's She's not very well.
She's ill? Well, what's the matter with
her? Who's ill? Not Phoebe.
She's been sick and she's got diarrhoea and I can't get her to keep much water down. She's very hot too.
Oh, darling, you must try. You mustn't let her get dehydrated.
Oh, I know. But one of the other children had it. He got really ill.
Jenny, what's happening? Look, put her on the speaker so I can hear.
Yeah, right. Kate, darling, hang on. I'm just putting you on the speakerphone so we can both hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The other little boy. Well, we think he's going to be all right now, but we had to find a hospital for him. And we couldn't understand what the doctors were saying. It was awful.
Well, you must come home, darling. Get a flight now.
I want to, but I haven't got enough money. Oh, God, I don't know what to do. I'm so scared.
Well, we'll get you the money. Phoebe's ill. You know, sickness and diarrhea.
Look, you must bring her home, darling.
She wants to, but she's got no money.
I don't know what to do.
Kate, listen to me. I can get you some money. Or just buy you the flight on my credit card, if that's easier.
Can you? Oh, Dad, thanks. But I'll pay you back.
All right, darling. All right. Just keep calm. The important thing is to get Phoebe back to England as soon as possible. Yeah. Can I ring you back on this number?
Yeah, but...
Well, give me half an hour and it'll all be fixed.
Oh, Dad, thank you.
Right, Kate, now what's the number then?
It's, 00212-1632-960-523.
Okay, 00212-1632-960-523.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I've got that, Kate. Now, don't worry. Half an hour and you and Phoebe will be on your way home.
Oh, now, darling, you're not to worry. Children get these things and it's very scary, but, you know, they're tough. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Oh, God, I love her so much.
Well, of course you do, darling, we all do, and she's going to be all right. I'm going to ring off now so your father can get on, but we won't be long, OK?
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
It's all right, darling, don't worry.
Bye.
Bye-bye,
darling.
Oh, brother, I suppose she's really ill. I suppose we can't get her back
now,
in time.
Now, don't even think about it, Jenny. Just give me the phone.
Well, nothing to worry about there.
Oh, good.
So, just stay in bed till it's time to go in and have the twins.
You shouldn't have bothered coming out. I'm sure you've got more urgent cases.
No, I've finished my rounds. This is a social call as much as anything. Siobhan sends her love. Says she'll be up to see you later in the week.
That's good.
But Izzy gets so bored.
Yeah, I'm sure. It is necessary, I'm afraid.
I know.
Anyway, not long to go now.
That's easy for you to say. I feel as if I'd been pregnant forever.
Well, at least you're getting two for the price of one. Anyway, I'd better be getting back. I'll pop in again when I can.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
My pleasure.
I suppose that so-called social call was down to you?
No, honestly, Lizzie, I was surprised as you were when he turned up.
I believe you thousands wouldn't. He was checking to see if I was staying in bed.
Well, you are, so that's all right. Now, shall I see about getting you some lunch?
Oh, no, stay and talk to me for a bit. Have you had a chance to speak to Reg? You said you might see him this morning.
Yes, I did. And he'll do it.
Oh, that's good news.
Yes. I think he's got mixed feelings about retiring from farming. Part-time job looking after our rare breeds will suit him down to the ground.
Seems quite appropriate, too, since selling his farm is making it possible for us to fund the relaunch.
We need to get the place ready for the animals.
Well, that shouldn't take long. We're not talking huge numbers. Did he agree with what we thought?
Yeah. Well, a dozen to 20 sheep, 3 or 4 cows, half a dozen heifers, a dozen hens.
And 2 cockerels.
If we aim to get them in March, ready for Easter...
Well, that should be plenty of time. Easter's very late next year.
That gives us time, too. Or to get used to being a family.
Yes. Oh, Nigel, I can't wait.
Oh, where is she? The flight landed ages ago.
Well, not that long ago.
Maybe you should ask somebody.
They're probably just taking their time coming through customs.
But they know there's a sick baby on board.
Exactly. We've done everything we could. They'll be here soon.
Oh, I hope Tim's there by the time we get back.
He's been very helpful. I was kind of to offer to call at the cottage after surgery.
I told him I had no idea what sort of state she'll be in. She could be really ill, Brian. Well, there must be a doctor here if she needs to go straight to hospital.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Look, here they are. Here they are, Kate! Kate, darling!
Okay, Jenny, she's seen us.
And Phoebe has too, look.
Yes.
She doesn't look too bad.
I'm just pleased to see her alert.
Mum! Dad, oh, thank goodness.
Oh,
darling.
Oh, how are you? Here, come on. Let me take you back.
Oh, look, nice Phoebe. Oh, thank you. Well, she's better than she was. She's very pale. Hello, sweetie pie. It's Grandma.
Yes, I'm pleased to see you too, darling.
She's stopped being sick and she's taken some fluid on the plane.
Oh, that's good. Hello, Phoebe. I'm glad to be home.
She is. You can tell.
Well, so am I. God, I thought the flight would never end. And then when we had to change planes...
Well, it's anywhere I can get you back.
I know, and thank you. Oh, it was just, I was so worried about Phoebe. I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, you're here now. Safe and sound.
No, she's still not well. She's not herself.
Oh, don't worry, darling. We've talked to Tim about this.
He's coming up to the cottage when morning surgery.
Oh, that's great. Well, let's just get home then, shall we?
Oh, hello, Roy. No one in?
No, it doesn't seem to be. Have you come to see Phoebe?
Yes, that's right.
I was wondering if I should try and find Debbie, but she could be anywhere.
And they should be here soon.
Kate told her mum Phoebe was very poorly. There was another little boy who had to go to hospital out there.
Well, she'll be here any minute now.
Oh, thank God. I've been so worried.
Yes, I'm sure.
I've been imagining the most awful things. Oh, look, this is them. I can't see Phoebe.
Oh, she'll be in the back in the child seat, won't she?
Yeah, of course. Maybe I should go and help them.
Look, they've seen us. There isn't much you can do. Much better for Phoebe if everyone keeps calm.
Yeah, of course. Sorry. Not being much help, am I? It's just ever since Jennifer rang me last night...
You're doing fine. Naturally, you're concerned.
Tim, it's good to see you.
Oh, Brian.
Oh, hello, Roy. It's great to see you here.
Well, Jennifer said you should be back this afternoon. I rang the airport to check the flight had landed. I just had to see her.
Well, of course. Now, don't worry. She doesn't seem too bad.
Here we are. Home, sweet home. Oh, hello, Roy.
Hi. Tim. Well, thanks for coming. I hope we haven't kept you waiting.
Oh, hello, Phoebe. How's my girl? Got a poorly tummy?
It was a bit more than that.
Let's get into the house, shall we?
Yes, come on, darling.
Come on, Phoebe. Look, we're home.
She's a bit pale, we
Let's get her inside and comfortable, and then I'll be able to take a good look at her.
She recognised us at the airport.
And you recognised your daddy, too.
I was just terrified you might say, that's it, we've got to take her straight to hospital.
Oh, so was I.
The little boy with us was so ill.
Of course you're both worried.
And it can't be doing her much good, us all standing out here in the cold. So come on, let's get inside.
I bought you some tea. You're not working.
I'm allowed to use my brain, just not my legs.
All right. What's that?
I'm trying to work out a route for this treetop walk. I think it's going to be really exciting.
Let me see. Oh, yes, that looks good. Much longer than I thought it would be.
The arboretum is very extensive. You don't realise until you start mapping it out.
I suppose not. It'll be quite a feature. If you start work on that in the spring as well.
That reminds me... Did you tell Reg we were thinking of having a pet's corner?
We hardly need a stockman for that.
But if he's going to be looking after the animals anyway...
Maybe. I think he might draw the line at the peacocks.
The Titcombs always manage them. They're not new. Have you talked to him about...
Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. My heart's racing a bit, that's all.
Like last week?
Don't panic, I'm all right. What was I talking about?
The Titcomb. I'm worried, Lizzie.
I'm fine. Oh, yes, they're expanding the herb garden... What does he think?
He's all for it.
Good. Then the parents can walk round that.
Lizzie?
While the children are playing in our new expanded play area. And...
Look, Lizzie, you're not all right, are you?
No. Nigel, this is worse than last week. It's really fast and I feel faint.
I'm phoning Tim. He's nearest.
Nigel, I think I'm going to faint. Do you think I should get out of bed?
No, just hang on, Lizzie. Hang on.
It's really bad for the babies if I pass out. Maybe I should try and get my head between my knees. That'll be a sight, won't it? Oh, dear.
Look, don't talk. Just try and keep calm. Come on.
Nigel. Oh, my heart. I really don't feel well.
Thank God. Tim. Tim, is that you?
Don't worry. Yeah, I'll be with you as soon as I can. I'm sorry, folks. I've really got to go.
She will be all right, though, won't she?
It's all right that she's asleep now.
Poor lamb. She must be exhausted.
Best thing for her, I should have thought.
Absolutely. Look, she had a tummy bug. Mild gastroenteritis is very common with small children. And as I said, I'm sure that's all it is. But I'm sorry, I really do have to go. I've got an emergency to deal with. Call me any time if you're worried.
Well, thank you, Tim. Look, let me see you to the door.
Thank you, Tim. You've been absolutely marvellous.
There's no problem.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank goodness she's all right.
Yeah. I suppose I was silly to get so panicked.
Of course you weren't, darling. Any mother would have worried.
Rushing home like that.
You did absolutely the right thing, Kate. I mean, it may only be mild gastroenteritis in England. Heavens knows what it might have turned into if you'd stayed in Morocco.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought her home, Kate.
Oh, so am I, really. I don't think I would have trusted anyone there to tell me she'd be all right. Oh, God, that's dreadful, isn't it? But with the language problem and everything...
That's perfectly natural, darling. Now, maybe you'll understand that travelling the third world with a small child isn't exactly the most sensible thing.
Fran, aren't there things you need to be doing on the farm?
I expect so. They usually are.
Oh, why don't you go and do them? I can move Kate and Phoebe back into the cottage when Phoebe wakes up.
I can help.
Oh, there isn't that much to move. I left most of my stuff out there. I didn't have time to pack.
Unless you don't want to go back to the cottage. Well, it's less worrying for you to stay here with us.
Where we can keep an eye on you.
Yes. And we can help you with Phoebe.
I'll be fine. It might confuse her anyway.
Not as confusing as being in Morocco.
No, well, Kate's right. She'll probably feel more secure surrounded by her own things.
Yeah, everything back to normal.
Mm. So you can get back to the farm, Dad. I'm fine.
All right, then. But I'll look in on you this evening.
And why don't you make us a nice cup of tea, Mum? I'm sure we could all do with one.
Yes, what a good idea. Hang on a moment, darling. I want a word with you.
Home sweet home. I bet Dad's getting his ear chewed off now.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. It's not the time to start lecturing me on my irresponsible ways, though he might have a point this time.
Why? It's not your fault Phoebe got here.
It was my fault she was in Morocco. Dad's right about that.
She could just as easily have got ill in England.
You're being very kind, considering you didn't want me to take her away.
Because I'd miss her. Not because I thought it was dangerous. I knew you'd look after her.
Yeah, I didn't, though, did I?
Yes, you did.
I was so careful. I boiled all her water. I checked her food. I went mad with the sunscreen. The others teased me about it. And she still got ill.
Yeah, but if something was going round...
You don't understand. You didn't see the other little boy. He was so bad, I thought he might die.
Oh, Kate.
I'm trying to get him to hospital. I mean, it was such a nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So when Phoebe got ill, I knew I couldn't go through all that. I had to get her home.
But you did. And she's getting better. So it's all right.
No, it's not all right, Roy. She could have died and it would have been my fault. It's not all right at all.
Here we are. Now, let me just look at this trace and we'll see what the problem is.
It's amazing you can do an ECG just like that.
Just as well for me.
So how are you feeling?
I'm still here.
And you'll be here for a long time, don't you worry about that. But perhaps not in this actual bedroom.
I've got to go into hospital.
I think that it would be wise.
Is it really bad?
Oh, this confirms that it was ventricular tachycardia. It's stopped now, but...
Yes, I could tell that. And I feel much better.
No, it's gone back to normal. But I'd still like you to be in hospital where we can keep an eye on things until the babies are born.
And you can see your consultant?
Yes. I'm sure you and the babies are going to be perfectly fine, but Dr. Rose will want you to be there as soon as possible.
Sounds good to me.
So when do I have to go?
Well, if I ring an ambulance now...
Now?
An ambulance? Can't I take her?
Well, I would prefer it if she went by ambulance. Look, I'll just get that sorted. If Nigel could get a few things together for you...
Right. It's a good thing we've got your case packed.
I didn't think I'd have to go into hospital straight away.
If Tim thinks it's best.
But why? Nigel, I'm scared. Do you think there's something he isn't telling us?
He's not that sort of a doctor. No, we can trust him.
But why is this happening? I was staying in bed. I was being good.
I don't know, Lizzie. Let's get you to hospital so they can find out.
There's going to be much more to see this morning.
Then why have we come in the first place? State of our business.
Always worth a look ring. Things ain't as bad as they were.
They couldn't be, could they?
Not now we got a bit of contracting money coming in.
Not before time.
I reckon we're going to clean up at the farmer's market with our mistletoe and all.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do too bad.
Not to mention your little scam.
Not while Clary's listening, eh? Yeah. Here, she done any more with my Father Christmas stuff?
Oh, yeah. She finished it off last night. It looks great. Nice and big.
That's good. I'll be able to practice when we get back.
Yeah. Hey, talking of drink, can you see anyone that might stand us a pint? I'm parched.
Maybe we should just go along to the pub and see what we can pick up there.
Yeah, maybe. No, hang on. Hey, looksy. Hey, David, over here, mate.
You went hoping to get a drink out of an archer, eh?
Never know.
Morning, Eddie. Right, so.
Thank you.
Didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, we thought it was worth a look.
You're not showing any beast, then?
Nah.
We weren't very interested either. State of the livestock industry.
Terrible year for livestock. I've never known one like it.
Well, that makes a change. So, you just came along for the ride, did you?
Well, it's always worth seeing what's about.
Not that it'll do us any good.
Now, there's only one way out of this mess, I reckon.
What's that, then?
Yeah, they'd ask you on the secret. We could do with a leg up.
Cooperative marketing and value added.
That's two things.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. So, we're looking for a niche in the market and hopefully filling it.
Oh, we know how to do that, don't we, Dad?
Don't seem to do us much good, though.
I'm quite hopeful. Debbie and I, and a couple of others, have been looking into the possibility of marketing high-quality lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've already got a butcher interested. We'd market it under our own brand, sell to pubs, top restaurants, wherever.
Well, locally?
Yeah. Well, the market's out there if you know where to look for it. He's got lots of contacts, this guy.
And you can supply them with enough?
Depends how it goes. We want to test market the new season lamb at Easter.
Sounds very interesting. Why don't we move to the pub? Then you can tell us all about it.
Nigel, thank goodness you've come.
Where's Lizzie? Is she in with a consultant?
Yes.
I didn't want to miss that, only we've got this big corporate Christmas bean feast on. I really couldn't leave Beverly to cope with it on her own.
You're here now. That's all that matters.
No, it isn't. Oh, was she upset?
She understood.
And how is she?
She seemed quite calm. She hadn't had any more palpitations.
No. Well, they'd completely stopped by the time we got to the hospital.
Doesn't mean they might not start again.
I know.
At least she's in hospital now.
You think she should have come in sooner?
I'm sure in the end Elizabeth and the babies will be absolutely fine, but...
But?
There were bound to be problems with the pregnancy. An ordinary one, let alone twins. It was a very serious heart operation she had.
I know. Well, I do now.
We tried to play it down. Of course we did. We wanted her to lead a normal life. They told us she couldn't. She has. This extra strain.
I know. I'm worried sick.
Oh, look, there she is. She doesn't look too down.
Nigel. Oh, thank goodness.
I'm sorry, Lizzie. I got held up.
Doesn't matter. You're here now.
So what did he say?
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
I didn't joke about this.
My heart rhythm is still normal.
Good.
But now I have had two episodes of heart palpitations, and this last one was quite serious.
I'll say.
He wants to transfer me to Felbersham.
Oh, right. Why?
It's a bigger hospital. They've got better equipment. I don't really know.
Well, it's not so bad. I mean, it's not bad news about you or the babies.
No.
I was hoping they'd let me go home.
Darling, that wasn't very lovely.
Well, maybe once they've checked you out of Felbersham. When are you going?
No. The nurse is going to come back and help me get my stuff together.
That's quick.
Oh, but it's good. It means I can come with you.
Are you sure? With all we've got on at Lower Loxley?
Of course I'm sure. Well, I might not be able to stay all that long, though. Felbersham's just that bit further.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to. There's nothing you can do.
But if they're going to be giving you more tests...
It's all right, Nigel. I'll stay with Elizabeth.
Really? Mum, can you?
Try and stop me.
And there's another couple of bottles, Eddie. I reckon so I can get them up my sleeve.
Oh, don't break any.
What do you think I am, stupid? Yeah, it's no problem. Plenty of room, look.
You can put some in your pockets, too.
Of course. And under my coat.
Look at that costume so big. You could get all distillery under there.
No, you could, yeah.
Well, I suppose most Father Christmas is a padded up.
Well, I shall be, shan't I? Only it won't be with Christmas pudding.
Has Christmas come early?
It is now. I forgot you was coming round.
Well, you told me.
Oh, it is you in there, Joe. I thought I might have stumbled across the real Santa Claus.
It will be as far as some folks are concerned. Don't you think you'd better go and find your beard, Dad?
You what?
Your beard. Can't try your costume on without your beard.
No, indeed. I should think your unshaven visage leering out might give small children quite a turn.
Okay.
I think it's in the house.
What is?
Your beard. Why don't you go and get it?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, I'll be off then.
You might look for a bit of padding as well.
Oh, that's in the house too.
What's that funny noise?
Sound effects. Reindeer bells.
Oh, it's going to need a lot of work. Didn't sound like bells to me.
The music to some folks' ears.
He's a very odd shape at the moment, Eddie. Why is he walking like that? Has he hurt himself?
Oh, it's his back. Always has had a bad back.
Ah. So, who is Joe being Father Christmas for?
We're taking a load of mistletoe and holly to the farmer's market on Thursday.
Oh.
thought it might add a seasonal touch.
Oh, well, maybe he doesn't have to be so authentic then. I must say, the thought of him handing out presents to small children looking like that could be quite traumatic.
Don't worry, Mrs. Snell. Folks will be content with what he's got to give them. So, you wanted to talk to me about the pantomime?
Yes, yes. Well, Alan Adale, to be specific.
Yeah, I thought so. Your hobby not quite up to it?
Not at all. He's an excellent Alan Adale, as it happens.
Except he can't sing.
Well, there is that minor detail.
Yeah, well, we've a problem for a minstrel.
I found ways round it. I don't see him as a minstrel so much, more of a bard.
Oh, can't they sing either?
Well, they can, but they are essentially poets.
Oh, there's going to be poems in this pantomime, then. Good.
But I'm afraid that doesn't entirely solve the problem.
Oh, I bet it don't.
He's supposed to play the lute as well.
Would rather go with the job description.
So really, there's only one thing for it.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Mrs. Snell, you've twisted my arm. I might be able to take on the part after all, for a small consideration.
What?
I'm a busy man. Lots of earnings. You have to take that into account when I'm doing you such a big favour.
Oh, Eddie... I haven't come to ask you to take over Robert's part.
No?
No. I've come to ask you to teach him to play the guitar.
Good Lord. What have they done to the sitting room? What's this? Oh, my goodness!
Ha! Great, isn't it, Mum?
What? Oh, sorry, David, you startled me. I've had quite enough shops for one afternoon.
Do you want some tea? Some in the pot?
No, thanks.
All right. Bet you were amazed when you came in here.
Amazed? Yes, that's a good word.
The children did it for you. Well, Pip mainly, and Ruth, of course. Thought it would cheer you up.
Did they? That was very sweet of them.
You do like it, don't you?
Yes, it's remarkable.
Have you seen the flashing Santas?
Yes, I have.
They're Pip's favourite, though she does like the singing Christmas tree too.
Yes, it does stop then.
Oh, yes.
Good. I mean, it's not exactly a traditional tune, is it?
What do you mean? It's a classic.
Is it?
Yeah. And you only have to make a noise, and it starts again. Listen. See?
Oh! I'm genius.
What do you think of the room, Mum? I mean, I know it's a bit brighter than you used
to.
Well,
children like bright colours. It's just... I'm not used to putting the Christmas decorations up quite so early.
Well, you know, kids, they can't wait. And they did think it would be a nice surprise, and you've been at the hospital all afternoon, too.
It's certainly taken my mind off things.
How is Elizabeth? Did you get her settled in?
Yes. I didn't really see that much of her. They whisked her off for more tests. Nigel's going over when he's finished work. He said he'd ring and let us know the news.
Oh, that's good.
So it's just a question of waiting again.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be all right, Mum. You know Elizabeth. She's tough. Don't worry.
Thank you, love. At least I've got something to distract me. What's that on the windows?
Spray on snow.
Yes, of course. What else could it be?
So, do you want to hear some good news?
Yes, please.
Well, Ruth heard back from that breeding company. They rang this afternoon.
Good. So they can supply the kind of gilts we need to replace our old sows?
With saddleback and Duroc genes, yeah.
And that makes them more suitable for outside farrowing?
That's right. And there's this breeder in Warwickshire.
Oh, good. Not too far away, then.
No. So we can think about getting a dynamic group together. We put them in Hollow Tree Barn, get some concrete down, some pens up.
And have you had a chance to speak to your father about all this?
No, not yet. He's bound to be pleased, though.
Sure he will be. Ah. Why don't you wait and tell him in here?
Why in... Oh, I see. Two pleasant surprises at once.
Something like that, David, yes.
Lizzie, how are you?
Nigel, I'm so pleased to see you.
I got here as soon as I could.
I'm sure you did, darling. It's a long way.
Oh, just that bit further. But the roads, well, they're quite bad this evening.
Well, promise me you'll be careful. No speeding, whatever happens, even if I suddenly go into labour.
Is that likely? Is that what they said?
No such luck. Nothing that dramatic.
Oh, I'm sorry I couldn't have been here with you.
There's nothing you could have done. They told Mum there was no point in her waiting.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they were right. They only finished with me about half an hour ago. So, how are things at Lower Loxley?
Never mind about that. Just tell me what they said.
Don't look so worried, darling. It's not that bad.
Honestly, you looked so miserable before you saw me. I mean, you don't have to put a brave face on.
I've been happier, but it's nothing dangerous.
You're not just saying that to make me feel better?
No. Ask the consultant yourself. She said she'd talk you through it.
Well, you fill me in on things first.
More of the same, really. They did this echocardiogram to check my heart again.
And?
Only what everyone suspected is that leaky valve again. But I've been living with it for 30 years. And I've been fine for most of the pregnancy.
Yeah, we've been lucky.
That was the line they were taking with me.
So what are they going to do about it?
Well, they'd rather not give me the normal medications that would sort out the heart rhythms, because that might upset the babies. But they can give me something.
Good.
And diuretics to get rid of the water around my ankles.
Well, that should make you more comfortable.
Otherwise, I've just got to stay in bed where they can keep an eye on me.
I know you don't like it, darling, but you were going to have to come into hospital next week to have the babies anyway. So are they going to let you rest here and then take you to Borchester later?
No, Nigel, you don't understand. I'm not going to be in Borchester. They're keeping me here until the babies are born. And it's not what I planned. It isn't what I wanted at all.
So they've transferred her to Felbersham?
Yeah. Jill says she'll be there now till the babies are born.
Oh, dear. I don't suppose she's very pleased about that.
Oh, she was very down. Well, it's just that bit further to get to, isn't it? Especially at this time of year.
And she knows all about the Borchester set-up. She got used to the idea of giving birth there.
Mm. Jill's relieved, though. Thinks it's the best place.
She must be so worried.
Well, terrible thing when your child's ill and there's nothing you can do about it. Or your grandchild.
Yes. Ah. Really mustn't stand here chatting. I've got a lot to do this afternoon. Would it be all right, Betty, to put this poster up? It's about the village
Photo of Ambridge 2000 to go with the Ambridge 1900 one.
Yes, yes. And I'm hoping to get people together on the Sunday before Christmas, and I'd like to give them as much notice as possible.
Oh, not that much.
Well, I haven't been able to get on with this as fast as I'd hoped.
Yeah, and it's a busy time.
And for the photographer. He's doing us a favour, coming out on a Sunday.
Oh, got someone professional in, have you?
I had to. There are going to be so many of us. You need special equipment to get everybody in.
And who's paying for all this?
Well, the parish council's decided it'd be a nice way to mark the millennium. So, can I put it up on this board?
Yeah, I suppose so. There should be some drawing pins.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, there'll be two more villages on the photograph than you were expecting, then.
Will there? Oh, Phoebe and Kate, yes, of course. Well, now they're home, I can get on with it. Such a weight off my mind.
Even with Phoebe ill?
Oh, she's so much better now.
Oh, well, that's good, but you can't stop worrying, can you?
There really isn't any need for you to worry, Betty.
Hi, Mum. Oh, hi.
Hello, Roy. One of the other children was really ill, you know, but they did manage to find medical care for him.
Oh, really ill? Mm. What with? Something Phoebe might have caught.
Oh, don't fuss, Betty. I told you, Phoebe's getting better.
Oh, she should never have got ill in the first place.
Oh, Betty, children pick up these tummy bugs wherever they are.
I'm sorry, but I think it's a bit more likely a baby's going to pick up something nasty in a foreign country without our standards of hygiene.
Is Kate doing anything special this afternoon?
Just looking after Phoebe.
Oh, I thought I might pop up and see her.
Well, I think Hayley's coming round, and maybe it won't be convenient. Anyway, thank you for letting me put my poster up.
Oh, that's all right. Bit rude, wasn't it?
You weren't going to let it go, were you?
Well, if I can't say what I think about my own grandchild...
Yeah, but if it means she's going to be funny about me seeing Phoebe...
Well, she can't stop you. Any more than I could stop her irresponsible daughter dragging your baby through the desert.
You make her sound like Lawrence of Arabia.
Well, I'm leaving me in the lurch in the shop.
Look, you've got reason to be angry, Mum. And I know how worried you were. We all were, but...
Well, that's an understatement. And if you think I was rude to Jennifer, you'd just better pray she didn't bump into your dad.
Yeah. The point is, they're back now. And we want them to stay here, don't we?
Oh, certainly do.
And Kate did the right thing bringing Phoebe home. You've got to admit that.
Oh, I suppose so.
So please, stop fussing, Mum. It's nearly Christmas.
Yeah. Sid's switching the ball lights on tonight. Perhaps Phoebe would like to see that, if she really is well enough. It's ever so pretty when the lights go on all round the green.
Mm, yeah, maybe she would. But if you want us to be able to take her out... You've got to be a bit more tactful. Please?
Can you put those shapes in the right hole? Can you? You can! Clever girl. Do it again so Mummy can see. Mummy, look.
What?
Oh, yes, darling. Very clever.
Now you can play with your clown. Well, there's certainly not much wrong with this one.
Don't you think so? She still looks a bit pale to me.
Can I have your teddy?
Can I?
No, I didn't think I could. Oh, she's fine, look. Alert, responsive.
You know, that was what was so terrifying about Jake.
The little boy was really ill.
Yeah. I mean, he was such a live wire, usually. And then he went so limp and feeble, didn't seem to know where he was.
But he's all right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they phoned last night to tell me he was on the mend. And see how Phoebe was.
Well, that was nice of them.
Oh, they were a really great bunch. Well, I know what everyone's probably saying. Irresponsible hippies, too stoned to notice what's happening to their kids, but it wasn't like that.
I'm sure it wasn't.
They were so worried about Jake, and so kind to me when Phoebe was ill. You know, they would have found the money for me to get home if Dad hadn't come up with it.
Yes, well, it's good to have friends, isn't it?
We were having such a great time. Morocco is so fascinating.
Is it? Don't really know much about it. Is that where the Casbah is?
There's more to Morocco than shops, Hayley.
If you say so.
Oh, such a mix of cultures. Arabic, the French influence, the Roman remains, all that medieval stuff.
Well, you certainly seem to have packed a lot into a short visit.
Oh, I was there long enough to see how beautiful it is. The rest is what the others told me about what we were going to see.
Have they been before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they know so much.
And they'll carry on, will they?
Oh, yes, once Jake's better. They're real travellers, all that breadth of vision, wider horizons.
Here you are, sticking Umbridge again.
I don't regret bringing Phoebe home.
Let me see, what can I offer you? Janet is doing a nativity play with the Loxley Barrett school kids. That should be a real laugh.
I was so scared, Hayley. You've no idea.
Yeah, it must have been awful.
It was a nightmare. The worst thing was thinking it might be my fault.
Really? You don't say.
I've been having such a good time being with my friends again. I was worried I might have missed the first signs.
I'm sure that's not true. That's right, chicken, you roll your ball.
I'd forgotten what it was like to be with people who think like I do, who I don't have to keep explaining things to or justifying everything I say or do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And living that life. I hadn't realised how much I missed it. I just sort of sunk into apathy.
You'll be able to meet up with them again sometime.
Yeah.
At least now you'll be over Christmas.
Oh, great.
Oh, come on, it's not all bad. I mean, the lights go on in the village tonight. You have to admit that's pretty.
I've just had Roy on the phone about that. He and Betty would like to take Phoebe to see it.
Well, that'll be all right, won't it? You wrap her up warm. Would you like that, my darling? I'd like to see the pretty lights. You see, she says yes.
It would be, except I just had Mum bending my ear about how rude Betty was to her and how she'd like to take Phoebe to see the lights. I'm stuck in the middle. And it's all so petty, I can't bear getting bogged down in all that again.
Well, why don't we go? I mean, if the grandmothers happen to turn up, they can fight it out amongst themselves.
I don't know. Is it worth the effort?
Yes, because Phoebe would like it. And I think it would do you good to get out as well. I mean, obviously, Umbridge doesn't have as much to offer in Marrakesh. You might as well take advantage of what there is. And anyway, don't forget, we've got friends here too, you know.
At least say you'll think about it.
All right, I'll think about it. But I'm not promising, Sid. I think we're having a family do.
It'll be a laugh. All the village will be in here anyway.
Well, who have you got so far?
Neil, David, Susan, Clary, and Neil said he was going to ask Mr. Booth. Bell ringing practice tonight.
Don't talk to me about bell ringing practice. I've had Neil banging on about it all the way back from Hartlebury. We mustn't be late. He mustn't miss it.
Yeah, well, it is their first one with the new bells. And it's time to coincide with all the lights going on. Anyway, I ought to go and see how Kathy's getting on with the punch.
Hi, Sid.
Oh, hello, Hayley. What can I get you?
I think I'll hang on for the hot punch, thanks. I just came in to get out the cold. I'm supposed to be meeting Kate. There's no sign of her yet.
Nice and crisp. Just what we want. I'll go and see the punch.
Thanks. Anyway, how's things with you?
Oh, not so bad. Neil and I picked up a couple of Gloucestershire old spots today. Gilts.
Really? How fascinating.
Yeah, cost a bit. But they'll be worth it. And Neil's going to pay for them in wieners anyway.
Saving the paperwork.
Hiya, Tom. Hi, Hayley.
Roy, hi. Well, you're just in time to hear how well Tom's pig enterprise is doing.
Oh, good.
Helen isn't so keen, though.
Oh, what's it to now?
Reckons I should give Neil a proper contract. We can't carry on behaving like amateurs, I quote.
She's got a point. It is normal business practice.
Roy, if I tried to get Neil all tied up in contracts, it would have put him right off. He'd never have expanded his wiener production.
Well, it might be better for him in the long run, though, if he did have something written down, in case of any misunderstandings.
Yeah. Well, I think I'll see if Sid needs a hand with that punch. Must be nearly time.
Hayley. Touched a nerve there, I think.
I suppose I shouldn't tease him.
Well, I think you're entitled.
Oh, well, good luck to him. He deserves a bit of success after all he's been through. Just gets in my nose sometimes.
I'm not surprised.
I think all the hours I spent in the freezing cold, up to my knees in mud, strawing out those arcs.
Yeah, and not even a packet of sausages to show for it.
Still, there you go. Worst things happen at sea, or in Morocco.
Oh, you haven't been talking to my mum by any chance, have you?
No, I spent the whole afternoon with Kate.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer said you were gone round. How is she?
Not great, to tell you the truth, which I suppose is only natural.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, well, it isn't just Phoebe being ill, though, is it? She'd made all these plans to get her life back on a different track, and now it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Still, persuaded her to bring Phoebe down to see the lights. At least that'll get her out of the house.
Yeah, and it'll please my mum. But I wonder if...
Perking nicely, Hayley.
Oh, good.
Roy, just the man I want to see.
What? Need some help with the lights?
No, that's all under control, thanks. Which is more than New Year's Eve is. I wonder if I could interest you in serving behind the bar.
You're still not looking for people.
I'm sorry, no, I can. I'm working a double shift at Grey Gables. Uh-huh. Caroline cunningly came round and signed us all up when we were feeling a little bit mellow after a staff do.
She's not just a pretty face, is she?
No, might try that myself. Get some return on this free punch.
Plans to get our life back on a different track, and now it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Still, persuaded her to bring Phoebe down to see the lights. At least that'll get her out of the house.
Yeah, and it'll please my mum. But I wonder if...
Perking nicely, Hayley.
Oh, good.
Roy, just the man I want to see.
What? Need some help with the lights?
No, that's all under control, thanks. Which is more than New Year's Eve is. I wonder if I could interest you in serving behind the bar.
You're still not looking for people.
I'm sorry, no, I can. I'm working a double shift at Grey Gables. Uh-huh. Caroline cunningly came round and signed us all up when we were feeling a little bit mellow after a staff do.
She's not just a pretty face, is she?
No, might try that myself. Get some return on this free punch.
Sure, she's warm enough, Kate.
Yes, Mum. Put any more blankets on her and she'll think she's back in Morocco.
You can't be too careful.
Don't want you catching cold on top of your falling tummy, do we, Poppet?
No, we don't.
She's fine, Mum.
Oh, Kate. Oh, good, you did bring her.
Yeah, thought a little trip out wouldn't hurt.
I thought you were very busy.
Never too busy for my granddaughter.
Roy and I offered to bring her, you know.
Well, you're both here now, so it doesn't matter.
Is she warm enough?
Of course she is.
Oh, we don't want you catching cold on top of your poorly tummy, do we? No, we don't.
I think I see Roy and Hayley. I'll just go and let them know where we are. Roy, Hayley!
Can't wait to get away, can she?
Well, she's coming back. And she's left Phoebe in safe hands.
Yes, she has.
Shall we try and get her a bit nearer the lights?
Oh, hi, Kay.
Hi.
Where's Phoebe?
Oh, she's quite safe, unless her doting grandmother smother her with blankets.
Can we get over to her? I don't want to miss a little face when the lights go on.
No, neither do I.
Oh, we've got a few minutes, haven't we? I just need some time out.
I was thinking about that, Kate. There's a lot of uni Christmas gigs coming up, if you fancy going to any of them.
That's a good idea. Meet interesting people, then.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, thanks, Roy, but I'm just not feeling very sociable.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Oh, quick, let's get back to Phoebe.
On the count of three. The lights go on all over Ambridge, and the festive season officially begins. One,
two, three!
And my mum's and Jennifer's.
Oh, it's times like this. I'm glad I live in Ambridge. Don't you think so, Kate?
What?
Oh, it's nice that Phoebe came home in time to see all this.
Oh, yes, very nice. For Phoebe.
Cleared a space for you.
Oh, it's not much of a space. Could you clear a bit more? I don't want folks eating real olive berries by mistake.
Right you are. Give us a hand, Dad.
You remind them prickles.
Here. That do?
Yeah, thanks.
Here, lover, let me give you out of that box.
Oh, shall I fetch the other one from the van?
From the van?
Well, you did put it in for me.
Oh, yeah, no, I should wait. See how this lot go first.
The ghoul I got cake.
Oh, very funny. Fox eating's going to be a barrel of laughs being with you, Audrey.
I'm just trying to get into the Christmas spirit.
Go and get into your costume, then.
Well, I ain't much point. Not till the punters arrive.
We want to be ready for the off. I'll fetch it for you, and I'll get that other box of cakes at the same time, I might as well.
No, love, you don't need to do that.
No, it's no trouble, Eddie. I ain't done much work this morning. You wouldn't let me help you load the van.
Yeah, well, honestly, Clary, love, I'd rather you didn't. Well, it's a bit tricky, that costume, and I've got it all laid out,
see? A bit tricky.
Hey, I'll tell you what, love.
You ever wander around the market yourself, eh? While we finish setting up.
Hey, you ain't got it playing tunes, have you? Like the musical socks I gave you?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
You have a bit of a wander, Clarina. You
might as well make the most of your day off.
I would like to look at the WI store. But don't get changed till I get back, Joe. I can't wait to see what's so special about this costume.
She's going to be a problem. If she finds out what we're doing...
Now, we've got to keep her away from that van. She sees them bottles of apple brandy.
That's easy enough. It's keeping her away from you. That's the challenge. Look, let's set you up another part of the market while she's safely off the scene.
Well, how are you going to explain that?
Oh, I think there's something. With a bit of luck, we'll be sold out before she notices you've gone.
Help the poor children. Give them a happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Joe, I hope that money's going to charity.
Of course it is. Here's my official badge.
Jack?
Linda?
Well, yes, of course. Who else would it be? I'm not dressed up.
It's his hood. Keeps flopping over my eyes.
That beard practically meets your eyebrows. I should put it down if it's fine for you.
Well, I think Father Christmas should be mysterious. You didn't recognise me.
No, I thought you were Joe Grundy.
Why? He's not my idea of Santa Claus.
He's dressed as Father Christmas too.
Is he collecting for charity? Nobody told me.
No, as a gimmick, because they're selling mistletoe and holly.
Well, I don't think there should be more than one Father Christmas. It'll confuse the children.
Well, I haven't seen him yet. Maybe he's changed his mind.
Well, perhaps I should try and find him myself.
Come with me if you like. I'm looking for Eddie. I've got a bone to pick with him.
Right. That's a good idea, Linda. I wanted to talk to you about the pantomime. I've had another idea for a striptease costume. I know Joe wants them to get finished this week.
On second thoughts, Jack, we've probably got more chance of finding them if we split up.
Oh.
You can tell Joe I'm looking for Eddie, and I can tell Eddie you're looking for Joe.
Yes, but
see you in the fairy grotto. Bye.
Get your free organic vegetables. Only the best. Bridge Farm organic produce. Guaranteed GM free.
Now we'll listen to the lovely music and I'll have a few words with my friend.
Organic vegetables, absolutely free.
And then we'll find Father Christmas. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hayley. Best Bridge Farm produce.
Can you just shout a bit louder because I don't think they can hear you in Falbersham.
I was doing all right till that loss struck up.
Don't be a Scrooge. Look at little Henry and George. Look at their faces.
Nice and clean, I see. Can I interest them in some ice cream?
First time of the morning, I don't think so. I wouldn't mind some of these free veg from your mum, though.
Right, I'll get you a leaflet.
A leaflet? What do you mean leaflet? I want some carrots, crisp, crinkly cabbage, that sort of thing.
It's a special offer, you see.
Oh, yes, very special. What do you get, an empty bag?
Of course not. You get a wonderful selection of farm-fresh organic vegetables, absolutely
yes,
free.
Yes, all right. Cut the sales talk. Where's the catch?
Every time you place an order for Bridge Farm ice cream or yoghurt. For a limited period, obviously.
Obviously. All I can say is bar humbug.
Oh, come on, Hayley, it's a good offer.
With strings. Not quite in the spirit of Christmas, mind you, that's part of the cause.
You're not full of the festive spirit?
I am, everyone else is the problem. Kate, last night, at the lights.
She didn't look too happy.
Yes, but it was like going out with Marley's ghost. And I promised Henry and Josh Father Christmas, we can't find him.
Well, you're in luck there, Hayley. I've seen two already.
The compliments of the season to you, sir. I think you'll find it goes down very smooth. Ho, 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 ho.
Jack! Jeff. Joe!
No!
It is you!
No, do look what you made me get. I mean, you made me jump.
I'm sorry, but I'm looking for Eddie, and I want...
Yeah, well, he's on the stall. What do you want come bothering me for?
I thought you were going to be on the stall. Where is it?
Change of plan. It's right by the entrance. You can't miss it. I'll be getting
on. Just a minute. Give Eddie a message for me, and I've got one for you,
yeah,
actually.
Hurry up, then.
Jack Woody... What is that smell?
Oh, wow, boys! Look, there's Father Christmas. We found him at last.
Oh, no, you haven't. I'm going to be going.
But Jack Woolley's looking for you, Jack.
No, those lads want to tell you what they want for Christmas. Are those presents in your sack?
No, they ain't. I ain't got nothing in there. There's been a mistake. I want it elsewhere. Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Charming! Oh, don't cry, Henry. Santa's just gone to fetch some more presents from his elves. Shushness.
There's something very strange going on.
I'll say, that bag wasn't empty. It clinked.
Yes, and where's all this broken glass come from?
Upsetting my boys like that. I've got a good mind to report him to the market inspector.
What else can you expect from a grandy?
Why is he dressed as Father Christmas if he's not going to be nice little children? He's probably scarred them for life.
Don't worry, Hayley. Jack Woolley's playing Father Christmas too. I'm sure he'll be nice to your children. In his own way.
The shame of it, Clavvy. In front of all those people, the shame of it.
It must have been terrible. Do you want some more tea? I've got plenty.
Oh, yes, please. Hot, sweet tea. That's what you need for shock, isn't it?
It is. Here you are.
Oh, tar. And it was a shock, I can tell you. Being arrested at my time of life, nothing like that's ever happened to me.
He didn't actually arrest you, did he?
Well, as good as. Come on, Grandad, I know your game. I'm taking you down the station.
It's disgraceful.
Kept asking me where Miss Ack was.
Was he trying to be funny?
I kept telling him I didn't have one. And then he threatened to strip search me.
Well, they go too far these days.
Oh, I suppose he was only doing his job. We got it all sorted out when I showed him my charity badge.
I should hope so.
I didn't have the presence of mind to show it to him when he first approached me. It was such a shock.
Terrible. I'll tell you what, would you like a piece of cake? I've got some cut up as samples.
Excuse me, sir. Would you like to show me what you got under your robe? Oh, what was I supposed to say?
Back already, Dad. Going well, is it?
No, it ain't your dad, Eddie. No, it's Mr. Woolley, and he's had a terrible time.
Yo, people ain't been trying to buy things off him, have they?
No, but a young constable tried to arrest me.
What for? Being in possession of an enormous beard in a built-up area.
It wasn't very funny, Eddie.
No, it wasn't. No, Eddie. He was white as that beard when I first saw him.
Yeah, well, that's coppers for you. Anything to get their arrest rate up.
Oh, he was after a real villain. Funny you should say that about people trying to buy things off me. Apparently, somebody is selling bottles of...
Good Lord, we're right at the mistletoe, ain't we?
No, we ain't.
Getting pretty low. I'll fetch another load.
Oh, sorry if I'm boring you.
Oh, no, take no notice of him. You get it all off your chest. So they thought you'd been selling some, huh? Well, what's wrong with that? It's a market.
Oh, it's homebrew or something. You know, illegal alcohol.
Oh, yeah?
Brandy, I think. But I was in such a state. Doesn't sound very likely, does it?
You wouldn't think so.
Dressing up as Father Christmas and selling alcohol? Now, who would do that?
Get your healthy yoghurt here. Lots of flavours. Just the thing to go with a Christmas pudding.
Hey, you seen my dad?
No, but I've been busy. I might have missed him in the crush.
Oh, I doubt it. He's dressed as Santa Claus.
Just for the hell of it? Or is he actually dispensing Christmas cheer? Because Hayley...
Hey, son, I've been looking at you everywhere.
Snap.
I was lurking by the store, but then I started seeing double.
Yeah, I know, we've got a problem. The coppers are looking for us.
What? You parked the reindeer in a double yellow line?
Oh, ho, ho.
You mean ho, ho?
Well, how did I get on to us?
I ain't got time to explain you. I just think we should get you out of here.
That should be easy enough. Where have you left the sledge?
Well, come on, then.
Come in. Oh, and Tommy, if anyone asks for us...
You ain't seen me. Yeah, all right.
Right.
Oh, and I was the one they wanted to lock up. Lovely vegetables!
Is that Father Christmas?
Disguised as Joe Grundy. So not ideal casting.
I say, is when these kids Christmas already? Why is he in that costume? That's what I don't understand.
You don't want to know. Would some free ice cream cheer them up now?
And is this actual ice cream or a leaflet?
Of course. And I've saved a little treat for you too.
Oh, I could do with one.
Here we are. Bridge Farm organic sausages. Special edition. You won't find many in the shops.
Except Howard Friend's supermarket.
I meant locally. And I'm sorry about last night. I wasn't very tactful going on about near like that.
Well, I was only twisting your tail a bit.
I know we wouldn't have got this far without all the work you put in. So here you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Now I'll have a pair.
A pair?
Well, I've ordered a packet already.
Where?
In the supermarket. I thought I'd give your sale figures a bit of a boost, not that they needed it. They're selling, like, well, hot sausages.
They are?
Yes.
And they're really in there?
Yes. What do you think he was going to do with them?
Oh, I don't know. It's just such a dream come true, and now it's happening. Oh, thank you, Hayley. You've made my Christmas.
Here, give us a hand with this beard. It's stuck.
Hold on there.
Oh, it's a relief to be out of that.
For the time being, when the coast's clear, you can go back.
No, don't need it. Listen, here. There.
You never sold them all.
Good as. We got Jack Woolley to thank for that.
What, keeping the coppers busy?
And making such a fuss protesting his innocence, he gave us some free publicity. For the Christmas selling liquor.
He gave folks the idea there was one somewhere.
A few punters did say something about the other one, who ain't come to think.
I wish I'd seen his face when they tried to arrest him.
Yeah, I know. Sort of thing you'd like on video, isn't it?
Not that you could see his face. He could have eaten half a dozen bottles in his beard.
Eddie, we didn't think of that.
Eddie, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Oh, morning, Mrs. Bell.
What do you mean by charging Robert for guitar lessons?
Oh, well, you see, it's the usual system when you want to learn to play the guitar.
What, a few chords? In a good cause?
We can't afford to be charitable.
Oh, Joe. In mufti, I see. Makes a change from terrifying small children. Not that you need a Father Christmas outfit to do that.
That was a misunderstanding.
Tell that to the market inspector.
What have you told him?
Haley threatened to complain about you upsetting her children.
Ah, well, if that's all.
No, it isn't. I want Robert's money back immediately.
Grundy, I want a word with you.
Oh, no. Hello, Lord.
See, well, I'll leave you to talk. Somebody better mind the store.
Don't you stay where you are. I hear there's a Father Christmas been selling apple brandy. Ring any bells?
There's a surprise for Schuller at Lower Loxley Art Gallery.
Nigel, I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, morning, Schuller.
I thought Julia was managing the art gallery.
She is. Doing a sterling job, I must say. But she's got a special lunch with Lewis today.
Oh, I see.
A bit of a celebration. The Landmark Trust have decided to use him for the work at Arkwright Hall.
I'll be interested to see how that works out.
So how can I help you? Would you like a catalogue? I would walk you around myself, but...
I'm sure you've got better things to do.
Well, I'm trying to catch up with a bit of paperwork while it's quiet.
I'm ashamed to say I didn't really come to see the exhibition. I wondered if you were selling any Christmas cards.
We are. No thanks to Mummy, who was very sniffy about it. But Lizzie said we should. They've been a great success. They're over there.
Oh, yes, I see. How is Elizabeth?
She's been very brave, but...
Come on, Nigel, you can tell me.
Well, she's so disappointed she can't have the babies in Borchester. She had it all planned out.
You've got no idea what it's going to be like giving birth. It's so scary. You do want as much control as you can get.
That's the thing. She feels everything's been taken out of her hands.
It is the best place for her.
I know. Sheila, believe me, I understand how potentially serious the situation might be.
And so does Elizabeth, I'm sure.
Oh, yes.
She's done really well. You must be very proud of her.
Of course I am. But how can I admit to Lizzie how scared I really am for her and the babies?
Maybe you should. You know, when I was expecting Daniel, people were relentlessly cheerful. Didn't want to upset me by mentioning Mark. I just longed for someone to say it must be hell for me without him.
But she's so down anyway. Worries about me driving too fast or neglecting the business. Oh, she's really got nothing to do except lie there and brood.
I'll go and see her. I plan to anyway, but I can go this afternoon if that's all right.
Would you? That would be a load off my mind. I'm not sure whether Mummy's going to be back.
And... No problem. I'll tell her all the family gossip. That should take her mind off everything.
She might be able to open up to you.
I hope so.
Here we are. One orange juice.
Thank you kindly.
Are you sure you don't want anything stronger?
Oh, no. You start drinking at lunchtime this time of year, you never stop.
Oh, no. I've got so many things on at uni.
Did you persuade Kate to come to any of them?
Not so far. But I'm going over to see her and Phoebe this afternoon. That's why I wanted a word.
Hmm?
She seemed so fed up the other evening.
Oh, I say.
But I didn't really get a chance to talk to her.
Well, Mum and Jennifer did rather hold the floor.
But you'd seen her in the afternoon, hadn't you?
Hmm.
How was she then?
Well, like I said at the time, not great.
I know, but... Well, sort of not great. How bad not great?
It's difficult to say.
Let me put it like this. 3 years ago, Kate got so down at this time of the year, she tried to kill herself. That bad?
No. I mean, she's a different person now, isn't she?
I hope so.
Well, she wouldn't do anything like that. Not now she's got Phoebe.
People do. Please be straight with me, Hayley. I only want to help her if I can.
Look, she's just had an awful shock. Now, Phoebe getting ill like that must have been a nightmare.
Yeah, but now she's getting better, and she's home.
Yeah, well, that might be the problem.
That's what I've worried about. I didn't think Kate was going to be very happy to find herself back here again.
To be honest, I'm a bit more sympathetic about that than I was.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not that it's a life that would appeal to me. I like to go to places where you can plug your air dryer in. But I can see Kate's really got the travel bug. It means a lot to her.
I know.
And her friends sound really good value. And she's not likely to find anyone like them in Ambridge, is she?
Nope.
But don't worry, Roy. She'll always put Phoebe first. She's proved that.
But I know. It really is Kate I'm concerned about.
You're still very fond of her, aren't you?
And always will be. Don't get me wrong. It's over. There's no going back.
No.
But when we were together, it was special. I shall never forget that.
I know what you mean.
Of course you do. Anyway, what's this I hear about Joel Grundy in a Father Christmas outfit trying to sell bootleg brandy and terrifying Josh and Henry?
Oh, don't talk to me about that man. I'd stuff him in his sack and leave him at the North Pole to freeze his bells up around my way.
Just imagine finding out that Joel Grundy was Father Christmas.
Yes. Well, luckily we found Mr. Woolley and he was sweet to them. So I hope he repaired the damage.
But tell him Joel was Father Christmas's evil twin.
Yes. He did have the grace to offer me a free bottle of apple brandy, make a nice present for me, Dad.
Just tell him not to go near any naked flames after he's been drinking it.
And they got a right telling off from Clary, so Linda Snell was telling me, so that's something.
Christmas. Peace and goodwill to all men.
So Mum and Dad really hate it. It's not their idea of Christmas decorations at all.
I can imagine. Flashing Santas and musical Christmas trees don't really go with Mum's wreaths and holly boughs.
And you should see the paper chains.
I'd rather not. I'm supposed to be avoiding excitement.
Of course they can't say anything. Mum's tried moving a few Santas when no one's looking, but Pip keeps putting them back.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, Dad's thought of a really special Christmas present for us, so it isn't all bad news.
Oh, what is it? I keep sending poor Nigel away with long lists, but we haven't got anything for Mum yet.
An electric honey spinner. Very swish.
Ooh, she'll like that. So, what else is new?
Well, there's Janet's nativity play with the Loxley Barrett infants. But didn't Ruth tell you all about that when she came?
A bit.
Well, she must have told you Pip's the Virgin Mary.
And she'd rather be a wise man like her friend Becky.
I suppose the Virgin Mary doesn't really have much to do.
I wouldn't say that.
In the play?
No. Ruth said Pip had asked her what virgins did and she was a bit stumped.
Don't. Daniel's being a sheep.
Well, that's simple enough, isn't it?
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you? But it turns out I've got a method actor on my hands.
Oh, dear.
We have to keep going up to look at Grandad's sheep so he can get into the role.
Oh, and I shall miss it.
Oh, I'm sure he'd give you your own private performance if you really want.
I'd love to see Daniel being a sheep.
Not as good as Jamie Perks being a star. He wants Kathy to make him a costume that lights up.
Maybe it's not impossible. When is this theatrical extravaganza?
Thursday, I think, before school breaks up.
Perhaps I'll be able to provide them with a real baby.
Mm, that'd be something.
I still can't quite believe it's going to happen.
I know. You just think you're going to be pregnant forever.
I don't. Sometimes I think if I have to stay in here another minute, I'll go mad.
Yeah, Nigel said you were feeling a bit low.
He's being so wonderful. I don't want him worrying.
Well, if there's anything you'd like to talk to me about...
It's a relief talking about something else, actually. So... The new bells. What's the news on them?
Well, we needed to make a couple of adjustments to the balance, but it was nothing major.
Good.
So we're going to practice with them tonight. Then it should be all systems go.
When do you get to ring them properly for a service?
Janet's at Durrington and Pennyhassett this Sunday, so it'll be next week.
Sunday before Christmas. That's nice.
Yes. And it'll be the same day as the Millennium Village photograph that Jennifer's organising, so... Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I suppose I'm not entitled to be on that now that I live in Lower Loxley.
Oh, I don't know. I think Jennifer's trying to keep the numbers down. Elizabeth, you're not all right, are you?
No. No, I think it's one of these wretched things starting again.
I'll get the midwife.
No, hang on a moment, Shula. Let me settle down.
Oh, don't be silly. You're in a hospital. What's the point of waiting? I'll get the midwife, and then I'm going to ring Nigel.
Is she all right?
Yeah. No, she usually has a nap around this time. It's nothing to worry about.
No. No, she seems quite her old self.
I'm sorry. I know you wanted to play with her longer.
Don't be silly. No point when she's getting grisly. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you.
Did you?
You thought any more about coming to a few things at uni with me?
Oh, that... no, not really.
It was just Hayley said you were missing your friends and...
Yeah.
Some of my mates have seen the world, you know... They're not all dull, like me.
You're not dull. It just suits you, doesn't it?
What does?
This life. This place. Ambridge.
I suppose so. I don't think about it that much.
Well, that's the difference. I think about it all the time.
What exactly?
How it's suffocating me. Like the bell jar. Did you ever read that?
I don't think so.
Sylvia Plath. It's funny. You might like it.
Funny?
Yeah. That's her image, you see, for how she feels. That she's in a bell jar. There's a glass wall between her and everyone else, and the air is stale and old, and she can't breathe.
And that's how you feel?
I didn't realise that until I got out of it.
until you went to Morocco.
That's right. And now I'm back, behind a glass wall, even between me and Phoebe.
Is there anything I can do, Kate? I mean, not the uni parties. I mean, that was crass. Anything.
I don't know. So much happened so quickly. I can't get my head round it.
Would it help if I had Phoebe for a few days? Now she's on the mend. Give you time to think.
Oh, would you?
Of course. I'm working at Grey Gables tomorrow, but I could collect her on Sunday, keep her Sunday night. Monday, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, I would. Oh, Roy.
Come on, Kate. Can't be as bad as that.
It's just... it's Phoebe. I know I'm not being good for her at the moment.
Yes, you are. You're fine with her.
I'm not. I just feel so distant. Dead. And I don't know what to do about it.
It's just so different from what we planned.
I know. But if it's best for you and the babies...
The midwife said it was all right if I came back now. They have finished with you.
Oh, yes, yes, they've finished with me.
If you need more time together...
No, no, no.
I've got to start telling people, I suppose.
Well, it's big news.
What's happened? What's the matter?
Oh, don't worry, Shula. The babies are fine, and so am I.
But they want to make sure everyone stays that way.
So they've decided to deliver me by caesarean section.
I see.
Yes, the babies are quite big enough. They were going to induce them next week anyway.
But my heart racing all the time isn't doing them a lot of good.
Or you, my darling.
So basically, the sooner this pregnancy is over, the better for all three of us.
Well then, I mean, I know it's not what you planned.
It certainly isn't.
It'll be under epidural, though.
So at least I'll be awake.
And I'll be there.
Oh, it's a lot to take in.
I'll see.
When are they going to do it?
Well, they're talking about Sunday morning, or sooner if there are any more problems.
Sunday? Well, the child that is born on the Sabbath day...
is bonny and blithe and good and gay. I hadn't thought of that.
We haven't had much time to think about anything.
No, look, I'll leave you to it. Would you like me to ring anyone?
Could you? Mum, at least.
Of course.
I think I'd better tell my mother personally.
I'll ring Mum now. And don't worry, Elizabeth. I'm sure everything's going to be fine.
Thanks. Wish I was.
It's much less traumatic for the babies.
I did so want to have a natural birth.
I know, darling, I know. But the important thing is that by Sunday lunchtime, we're going to be the proud parents of two beautiful new babies.
This operation produce a happy mother and two healthy babies, or is there a heartache in store? You can find out in the next episode of The Archers this Sunday evening at 7. The Archers is written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Annick Reed, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.